Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Pitching coach Tommy Hottovee of the Cubs wearing the blue pullover.
Tommy Hottovee, pitching coach for the Chicago Cubs.
You're transitioning from being a player to kind of getting into baseball. You take an online class, was it at Boston U? Sabermetrics 101?
Yeah. Good, I was a finance major in college, and I had an economics minor. A lot of it was to, I'm going to refresh all my econ knowledge, and I'm going to do it in a baseball course. It's like one of the best things ever.
There's just a lot of trust there with Tommy. We know he's such a hard worker. He puts in all the hours and really, really knows what he's talking about when it comes to pitching.
Tommy Hottovee, breaking down the starting rotation and bullpen on the north side with Mullin Haw.
I'm here for one reason. I want to help these guys get better, and we want to win baseball games.
Tommy Hottovee on 670 The Score.
Tommy! Mullin Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score. Oh, it's a glorious day of celebration, baseball in Chicago, and we are broadcasting live from the Blue Cross Blue Shield Performance Stage, Blue Cross Blue Shield through it all, and thanks to the fine folks at Nuts on Clark. They provided popcorn for all of our listeners this morning and for us, and we are delighted to welcome in Tommy Hottovee, the Cubs pitching coach. Got a big game today, a big weekend, at least from our
big
perspective.
Weekend. How was your day off?
How you doing?
It was good. It was good. You know, I think on the pitching side, there's not many days off anymore. I've played catch with Matt Boyd in a parking lot in L.A., Jameson Taillon in Central Park on an off day. So, you know, we're busy.
Who'd you catch with yesterday?
Yesterday was Cade. Cade came in. It was good to get him, you know, moving around the day before the game. But, yeah, it's a big weekend. It's fun for us. It's always a good time when we play the White Sox. It's fun that they're playing well, too. So it should be a fun weekend.
Yeah, they were doing awfully, as expected. And then I think they're 500 this month. So, you know, at least they're competitive, as we say in the business. What's it like with Cade? I mean, what is it like for a guy coming up, making his debut, going through what you went through? I mean, you used the opener. We all talked about that. Well, have you seen that lineup with the Mets? I'm just curious how, you know, you've been through that coming up and having a start. It's a crazy reality, your first go round at anything. Do you feel a special part of it when you have a young guy like that coming in?
Yeah, I think the biggest thing we try to do is make the best decision to have our pitchers have success. That's what it boils down to. And getting to know the player, what you feel like makes them tick, what'll make them be successful. Like, look, we want them to be a success. Their like first game, their debut, to be the most successful outing they possibly can. And so sometimes you think of situations that you can put them into to help with that. And when you look at that Mets lineup and a kid who's coming in to make his debut in that stadium, you know, it made sense to us to go with a guy who we knew could kind of control the top of that lineup. And we want to win the game too.
Yep.
That's the other part. Like, we're trying to win that game. And we talk about all the time, there's the third time through the order stuff and all the things that I know David doesn't like this.
I like this.
So I'm gonna try to sell it before I turn to David for the comments. But you know, Cade was only at, you know, 78 pitches when he came up. So
yes.
So we knew there was probably not gonna be a good chance for him to get to that third time through the order with that with the top of the lineup. So starting with Keller gave us a good opportunity to get through that pocket, get Kate on a nice run, and then hopefully like take him as deep in the game as possible. It ended up getting him the win. If had he not gone opener, we wouldn't have got the win the first
time. That's a good point. I mean, and I think the Mets are a special circumstance because it doesn't have the same situation today, with due respect to the White Sox. They don't have Alonso at the top of the lineup with Ron Soto and all the things. I get that. The thing that I said was that maybe it was overthinking it. Maybe you were creating the perception that maybe this was somebody who needed to be handled in a way that he didn't need to be handled. Because if you're Cade Horton, you're coming into the situation today. You're emerging on the Chicago sports scene. Number one draft pick. Yeah, he's coming off tough injury and surgery and all those things. But this is a guy I don't think has, and you would know much better than I do, but I'm curious what his makeup is like. This is a competitor. This is a guy that wants to attack hitters. He wasn't fazed from the outside looking in by the New York moment. And I don't think he'll be fazed today making his first major league start against the White Sox at Wrigley Field. I think he's probably, some guys are built for this. He strikes me as somebody built for this.
I don't disagree with that at all. I think Cade is an ultra competitor. He's very poised. It's a very, I'm trying to find the right word to describe him. He is intense. That's probably the best way. He's very intense. And some of that intensity can look like anxiety or nervousness, but it's not. It's an intense focus, and he knows what he needs to do to be successful. And sometimes when you're heading into a big moment, there's a way you can control that a little bit to kind of give him that opportunity to kind of, you know, make it not as big of a moment, I guess, is what we're saying. And Cade, you know, Cade's great because he's like, that's fine. I'm going to get whoever out.
It worked,
know,
Tommy. So it was a great decision, right?
Yeah, there you go. To David. See, it worked. Finally.
But, you know, for Cade, like he's going to come in today and he's going to come into the game plan in a pregame meeting, and he's going to be very dialed in about what he wants to do. And there's going to be lineups where Cade is going to have to navigate some of those hitters, but there's also going to be lineups where his stuff is just going to beat. He has elite stuff. I'm excited to see him kind of take on that full environment today at Wrigley Field.
You know, we asked you, like, what's it like pitching for the first time? That must be crazy in the big leagues. But I'm curious, is it different for him now? The challenge might be from going from being on the road to being at home. The energy in Wrigley is so incredible, probably unique in all of baseball. I just wonder how that gets you. Do you have to somehow deal with your emotions? Because who was the kid that came up, Ballesteros? That guy was like getting a standing ovation every time he went to bat. I felt so bad for the kid. Like, calm down, everybody. But what would that be like for him? And what was it like for you kind of dealing with that for the first time?
Yeah, for me, it was a long time coming. Yeah. I wasn't 24 Cade. I was 30, almost 30 when I made my debut in Fenway Park.
Wow.
And so, yeah, it meant a lot to me, obviously, just having gone through what I went through to get to that point. But for a guy like Cade, I tell people all the time, when it's such a special place to get to work at Wrigley Field every single day. And when I walk out to the bullpen at, you know, 12:40 for a 120 game with the starter, just when the bleachers are packed, the fans give you an ovation, it is an adrenaline rush, and I'm not even pitching, you know. So when we talk to the pitchers about that, there's a lot of times they walk through those doors, and they're just like, whew, that was awesome. That was sweet. And it's just like you feel the environment and the intensity and stuff, so that'll be really cool. But once you get into your warm-up routine, once you start feeling that glove pop and you hear it in there, it's kind of – I equate it to – like when I played football in high school and stuff, and I was like, I always have to be on the kickoff team because I needed to hit something or get hit, and then I'd be fine, you know, just kind of settle in. And I kind of equate it to that.
So you ever ask counselors just give you forearm shiver? there you go. We're getting the dugout.
Popping pads in the dugout.
Cade's an old quarterback, right?
Yeah.
He was a pretty good quarterback, as I recall.
He went to OU as a QB.
Yeah,
and
that's pretty wild.
Film.
He was at – Cade Horton was at Oklahoma when Caleb Williams was there. And, yeah, now they're both the best right-handers in town.
That's pretty special. That's pretty cool.
All right, so we could talk about a lot of things, but I'm finding it very interesting on you. You've been here a while now, and it seems like there's something that always is consistent. And this year it seems like it's more prevalent. These, I don't want to call them reclamation projects, but you have a lot of guys who come here and they find success. Brad Keller was a former starter. He's here playing a pretty big role in this bullpen. Drew Pomeranz, I'm not quite sure the last time he pitched in the majors, 5 years or so, but it's been a while. Yeah. He's come here, and he got a save the other night. You look at a guy like Chris Flexen. He did not have a good year last year with the White Sox. He's coming here, and looks like he's going to play a significant role. How do you start over with guys who have had success and then failure, and maybe trying to relearn something at the major league level? Because you seem to have a good knack for doing that with guys who come here to be fixed.
Yeah, I think we're at a time in baseball where guys are starting to learn more about the analytics of the game, how pitches play, how pitches move, what pitch data is telling you, how to use TrackMan and Edgertronic video, all these things. Guys are going home now and building their own like labs. You're seeing that more and more, you know, across the game. So guys are learning more. That doesn't mean they know everything, mm-hmm. you know, about how to use the tech and what's telling you. Guys want to learn. They want to learn. So we take the approach, and for me, it probably more because I was a player and I wanted this to be that way. Like, coaches help guide you down the path. I think the older school coaches and the coaches that I had when I was coming up were told you, like, you have to do X, Y, and Z to be successful. That's still the case, but now the players are the ones that are saying, okay, if I do this, this, and this, I will be successful. It's different if the coach is telling you to do it versus if you're taking it on yourself. And I think the learning process of helping guys understand what makes them very successful and what's going to take them, you know, further in their career, I think is extremely important.
Are veterans who maybe are coming off bad experiences or struggling experiences more receptive to that kind of instruction than young guys?
I think so, because the younger guys are more they've worked in it and been in it for, you know, their whole career since they've been drafted. The veteran players have a lot of thoughts in their head, you know, with people that have taught them and told them how to do things over, you know, a long period of time, and it's debunking the things that they thought were working for them, and how you can kind of steer them a different and make them think about things a little differently. You have a guy like Matt Boyd who's had a ton of injury history.
Great example.
And has had, you know, a lot of things put in his head about this is what you need to do to be successful, all these things. And so he gets here and he loves to talk. He loves to talk about his mechanics, loves to talk about how his stuff's playing, and some of it's right and some of it's, you know, a little off. So we're trying to be the bumpers on the bowling lane so they just don't go into the gutter. You know, just keep them kind of nudging them down the path, and you use information to help show them. You also just when you make a minor suggestion, hey, this grip, if you just tweak it just a little bit, it's going to add 2 inches of horizontal movement. And then they do it and it happens. They're like, how did you know that was going to happen? It's just physics. You know, we've been able to use tech and data to kind of give us those examples. So it's been fun. The veteran guys that have had success, maybe struggled a little bit, are some of the hungriest guys to want to get better. And that's what's really fun for us to work with.
So you mentioned Matt Boyd, and he's an example, as is Horton, a good example of guys that you got to kind of be aware of their innings, guys you got to be, you know, kind of vigilant about in terms of just figuring out. I mean, listen, it's very early in the year, and we're not trying to get ahead of ourselves, but you also have to be aware that you got to get through the whole year, and you got to have – and Matt Boyd has been injured for a couple of years and hasn't really put a ton of innings together. Is that different from a guy that has already been hurt but, you know, is got a young arm and he's, you know, hasn't had the big innings, but you're trying to build that up?
Yeah, I think, you know, I think no matter how we're looking at inning load for guys, in the past, I always say, I keep going back to the past. In the past, it was you were basically going off straight inning work.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, guy threw 8 innings last year, you can only throw 110 this year. Yeah. And 20% or, you know, 15% load or whatever you want to come up with, that's great. We just have so much more information now to use.
Right.
You know, we have guys that throw every single day with catapult, which you see a lot. It came up in soccer, was a big sport to kind of look like start catapult and like really track workload.
Right.
Forever, we only had what you could do in a bullpen, what you could do in a game to actually track pitches thrown. So now we track everything the guys do, and it gives us a better understanding of how their body is responding to different workload and stuff. So I guess to answer your question, the guys that that have gone through injuries but have had you know, full loads in previous seasons kind of know what they need to do to get to back to that point. The younger guys, you have to be very diligent about, you know, hey, today you need to have a light throwing day because your load is starting to increase. We need to back you off. We need to be very, you know, smart about how you're building back up.
I'm sure you hear all the time the Cubs' main problem or main concern moving forward to be the contender that we know you can be is the bullpen and the back end of the bullpen specifically. What's the smartest way to have us discuss what's going on with the bullpen and what the solution might be to get the last three outs or who's going to pitch the ninth? Ryan Pressly has struggled. Porter Hodge has had some success and then struggled. You have some other guys in Palencia that looks like they might fit the role. What's the best way to approach this bullpen crisis, if you want to call it that, or situation?
I said this in spring training. Don't worry about who's closing games right away. You know, like, let guys – because – the minute you pencil somebody in there, there's going to be a stretch where they struggle. So it's a bigger deal when you're like, this is the closer. Now we got to take him out of that role to work on something. We're going to put somebody else in there, and then he's going to go for a while. That's normal for pitchers. There's going to be a stretch where they need to get work. So when you label somebody, he's our closer, and then you inevitably have to pull him from that role for a little bit of time to work on some stuff, it's a bigger deal. Instead of saying like, hey, I look at it as more like high leverage, medium, low leverage guys. You have your high leverage guys; they're going to pitch the majority of your innings when you're ahead late in the game. If one of those guys struggles and one of the medium leverage guys starts to, you know, improve and get better and get on a run, you can flip flop guys and say like, hey, right now we're going to give you a week. We're going to give you more medium leverage because we want to get you consistent work and we want to get you better. All of that is so that by the end of the year, by August, September, we are all peaking at the same time. And there's going to be stretches throughout the year. We have, you know, Porter Hodge going an absolute run and strike out some of the best guys in the game. And you know, Press struggled. And then now you have, you know, Merriweather carried some good load early and he struggled the last two. And Keller stepped up and Palencia stepped up. So they're kind of in, you know, interchangeable parts that that we want to continue to get better as a group. It's not easy. I will say it's not easy for them to be like, okay, am I high leverage today? Am I low leverage today? Where am I at? And so that falls on us as coaches to communicate with that with them and make sure they're on the same page.
Especially when you have a guy like Pressly who did close and then last year in Houston was a setup guy. And the perception was, or the report was, that he needed an assurance before coming here that he would be that ninth inning guy. So you're dealing with a lot of pride and a guy who's had some success and now probably having to back off a little bit. So that's tricky, too, probably to navigate.
Yeah, it is. And you know, for Pressly, you talk about a guy who's an ultra competitor, and I've been fortunate enough to be around him, you know, a lot of his career and see him grow. He's not satisfied when he – like, yes, he wants to be the closer. He wants to be in that role when he wants to be closing down games for the Chicago Cubs. But he also knows when he's not quite right and he's getting close. And for him to know what he needs to do to work on to be successful and to grow, again, it goes back to those veteran guys. He's had a ton of success. I mean, it's like almost 12 years in the big leagues of pitching high leverage innings. But he knows. He knows he's close. He knows what he needs to do to be successful. So yeah, that's the way I would say, like, in May, you're talking about mid-May, mm-hmm. how you would view a bullpen. That's kind of where I am, and ultimately we're going to get to a point where you're going to look up, and you guys are going to be watching the game. You'll be like, all right, here comes X, here comes Y, here comes Z, and you know who's coming in the game in those moments.
I'm curious, like, with a guy like Jameson Taillon, right? So we've been talking about him because you're down a couple pitchers. Now he's got to be the top guy, and he's, you know, and he's pitched fine. It's just he's given up these home runs, like solo home runs. You give up three hits. You know, I think he gave up four hits, but three of them are solo home runs. Yeah. And that's like, you just kind of like, yeah, like just whatever you do, don't do that. I don't know how you deal with that. And he's a total pro. But I just wonder how, what do you do in that situation? What do you say to him? I was going to write down,
just don't do that.
You know, I think that's a good brilliant. Place
to whatever start. You that's do, brilliant. Don't do that.
You know, it's a funny problem for J-Mo to have right now. Because the one thing for our team and what we've really, I feel like, grown as a group over the last probably two or three years is we have a group that will attack the strike zone. attack the strike zone. We're one of the lowest walk rates in baseball. I think we're like fourth or fifth in baseball right now. That's great. We lead the league in first pitch strike rate. We are not afraid to come at hitters. We did that. We went into Dodger Stadium and basically just came right at that lineup. And a problem to have for J-Mo is the 7 homers he gave up in the last 2 games, 5 of them with 2 strikes. You know, and I think 4 of them were 1-2 counts. So, like, getting to, if we're talking at the end of the year, we're talking about, like, hey, execute with 1-2, we're going to be in a good spot. And I think for J-Mo, he throws so many strikes, it's getting him to trust that, like, okay, I'm ahead. I can get out of the strike zone.
Right.
That's a
That's interesting.
We only got a minute left. Colin Ray, I have called the MVP most valuable pitcher just because of the different roles he has played and maybe the unexpected success he has had. What's been his secret?
Using the four seam more, his arm slot's a tick lower than what it was in the past, and metrically, when you look at the data, it wouldn't like suggest you to it's an elite fastball, but the approach angle's up, the velo's up. I know he threw a lot of sinker cutter combo with the Brewers the last couple of years, and we just really liked the way the four seam was playing, so really pushing that at the top of the zone.
Great stuff, Tommy. Thank you a ton. Really
thanks
appreciate
for being
it.
Here.
Great
having
seeing
awesome.
You.
Yeah.
Thanks for coming down.
Make sure
you load up on popcorn before you go to the game.
Thank you.
And it's Mully and Haw on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building
a life. For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Got a fastball and lifts a fly ball into short left field. Pierzynski wanting to know, am I going? He is going. Here comes a throw by Merton. It is a collision at the plate. And Pierzynski not only bangs into Barrett, bangs onto the plate, and here they go. Posetnik getting into it with Barrett. And now both dugouts empty.
Ha, ha, ha. Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
Classic moment.
That's one of the best ones,
classic
right?
Classic moment, yeah.
The hit him in the grill moment. Yeah.
2006, May 20th, 2006. I can remember being in the press box saying, well, he did what?
Yeah.
They did that?
Oh,
wow.
He hit him in the grill.
Yeah,
wasn't that
he
the
did.
Call?
Hit him in the
he
grill.
Hit him in the grill. And that was actually, it was also Preakness weekend, David.
Was it really?
It was. I was out with my dad to watch this game and to bet the Preakness.
Of course. I remember the 2006 Preakness. Said nobody.
Good math. Good math.
I know for a fact that I bet on it. I don't remember it, but that's irrelevant.
Well, if you bet every year, you know
every
for a
year,
fact that
you bet on it.
On
it yeah. You know
if you
bet
never
on.
Bet on the Preakness, I can say safely, I didn't bet on the Preakness that year.
I guarantee I did.
I guarantee you that
and
I did.
And I think I won.
This year, journalism is the favorite in the Preakness, if you care.
Yeah.
And I'm sure there's a couple of you out there that do.
Yeah, I think he's like, that's a pretty good odds for journalism. In fact, I thought last race that he might get the best odds that you were ever going to see him at, but then he lost. So now you probably got him at the best odds you're going to see him at.
Looking forward to it. Yeah. Well, can we take for a moment, Tommy Hotovy was outstanding.
I
talking
know,
about every aspect
pitching.
Of
yeah.
the Cubs
it's
pitching
so much.
Process, the thought
yeah.
that goes into
yes.
usage of every single guy that comes through there.
The amount of information that they have and how they use it. I one of my standout moments with Tommy recalling the idea that we asked him about the torpedo bats when that started, and his response was, it's about time the hitters start coming up with something to counter what we do, because they've got like massive amount of information. He's talking about guys building their own labs. They got pitch labs galore. Pitchers are winning the battle between pitchers and hitters.
Well, they are winning the battle overall, but yes. I think specifically with the Cubs, he has been the constant thread connecting the Joe Maddon to David Ross to now Craig Counsell. And the question I asked him about guys who come to the Cubs who have had struggles elsewhere, they're kind of reclamation projects. And all they do is find a way to get the best out of them. Drew Smyly would have fell in that category last year.
Yep.
You could come up with other examples. This year, it happens to be a guy like Flexen, a guy like Keller, a guy like Pomerantz, guys who have had struggles or coming off of injuries or lack of success. What you heard from Tommy Hotovy, I think, in the last 20 minutes helps understand why this happens with the Cubs. His ability to take information, whatever's in his head, and to process it and communicate it to us, to the audience, and specifically to pitchers has to be one of the factors why this happens with the Cubs to the extent that it does.
He's very good at this
job. He's very good. He's very clear communicator.
We've seen that. Yeah.
And you can see his ability to handle a lot of information. And tonight, or today,
they're all 1 o'clock games, right?
They're all 1 o'clock games. This afternoon, pregame right here on the Score, 12:45. And then Pat and Ron Coomer, you saw him walking around. He's going to be joining us at 8 o'clock. They have the first pitch at 1:20 on the Score in the Southwest Airlines Cubs Radio Network. Cade Horton starting for the first time is exciting.
Mm-hmm.
It's a moment, Chicago. It is a moment in Chicago sports, I think, that we're going to look back. You can liken it to Mark Pryor. You can do it to Kerry Wood. But this is the first guy the Cubs have drafted, developed, and now are relying on in a very long time.
And we should mention that the Coombs Corner in Lockport, that's the place to go after the game. You can enjoy Yuengling game day bucket specials for $12. Score some Yuengling swag. Plus, there's live music later on. Don't miss the post game party tonight at Coombs Corner
in
Lockport. Are you going to that? Dustin threatened to go.
I am hoping to go.
Yeah.
I went last summer.
We had
a great time.
It's a great time.
And I'm hoping to go again. I'm a fan of Yuengling. I'm a fan of the flight from Yuengling. I don't have any Yuengling swag, so that's another reason to go. But as you mentioned, my daughter is graduating this weekend, so the honey-do list is about a mile long.
You're a busy guy.
A lot going on.
You know what? The Yuengling is going to go down very smoothly for Cub fans once Cade Horton goes 5, shuts out the White Sox, and the Cubs celebrate a 2-0 victory.
Yeah, I would be careful about that because I got those three
only 2-0, huh?
If it's only 2-0, then I win that game.
I'm giving respect because Shane Smith deserves it.
But the total is 11.
I don't think it's going to be that high. I know the wind's blowing out. We have a texter already saying, the wind's blowing out, huh? What are you talking about? I don't know. I just feel like they have two very good pitchers going against each other, young pitchers, but it's a good matchup. I'm just excited about Cade Horton making his debut.
I think the fact that you just said that, two very good pitchers going against each other, think about the difference there. You got one guy who is a seventh overall pick that mm-hmm. we've been waiting on, had some injuries, now he's ready to go. You got another guy who was literally a Rule 5 cast-off, someone they brought in, and the guy taught himself, apparently.
The kick change.
He came up with his own.
Is that what we're calling it?
We're calling it a kick change.
Gotta love the kick change.
His own change-up, which it looks like his other pitches, and it's been hugely successful. And all of a sudden, again, this example of players helping to create a pitch or helping to use whatever strategy there is to figure out.
No doubt about it. It's a great point, Mully.
It's
and I think
amazing.
Well, while we give praise to Tommy Hodge because he has earned it over the years,
yes.
certainly again this season, equal time with the White Sox, Brian Bannister. Brian Bannister's arrival in the Sox organization has coincided with a lot of these young pitchers finding an extra pitch, finding some success in Jonathan Cannon's case. You know, he didn't have a good spring, but he's still starts to get it now. And you look at his consistency over the last four starts, and he's getting it. You look at Sean Burke, he was good in spring training.
Yeah.
Brian Bannister is a smart guy who is trying to implement something that the Sox pitching way is something that they practice at every level of the organization. So Birmingham, Charlotte, and now
Birmingham
with the White
is
Sox.
The future. That's where the pitchers are. That's where Noah Schultz, is he now 15th? In MLB,
Noah Schultz keeps ascending.
Noah Schultz.
Hagen Smith was shut down a little bit, or at least they're watching his innings, watching his pitches.
They skipped a start with him. He's 38th.
Yeah,
I think the Sox have four.
How about Grant Taylor?
Four players. See, now this is the one that really gives me pause. So Grant Taylor was on the same pitching staff as Paul Skeens, mm-hmm. and at LSU, and the White Sox drafted him. He had an injury. He's now coming back. He's a right-handed pitcher. He throws some heat. They're moving him to the bullpen. They had him. He threw 17 pitches in his first outing, and
I like that move. You seem a little bit hesitant about it.
I think a starting pitcher is more valuable than a closer, and I think if the guy has an ability to be a starting pitcher, I would try to make sure I had exhausted that possibility before I started thinking about him as closer. I'm not saying that's a bad idea. I'm just saying I think that you should try to get him as a starter, and then if you have to move him or if you bring him up later in the year, whatever it might be, I would not be in a hurry to get a guy out of
well,
a starting
rotation. Well, in terms of your value, I think you're exactly right. But I also think that if you're looking at his timeline, it might be accelerated by giving him this experience as a relief pitcher. Now, we need to talk to Brian Bannister in more detail or maybe Ethan Katz, but I think if that's the plan, I would understand it because Grant Taylor might have a quicker path to the major leagues if he can come out of the bullpen rather than start every fifth day because, let's face it, you know, the Sox do have strong starting pitching. Maybe not so much at Charlotte, but you look at the major league level, and they have, we just mentioned a couple guys who have emerged as guys you want to depend upon.
They have seven or eight guys that have had Tommy John this year. So, like, they should come back and be healing over the next couple of years as they're bringing these young guys
so
up. And
as you get in line,
pitching isn't the problem.
You maybe jump a couple spots if you're Grant Taylor and you're able to emerge as a closer with quality stuff because he's got the velocity. He's got the swing and miss stuff.
I just wouldn't be in a hurry to do that. That's all I'm saying.
Fair enough.
I don't know if you saw or not, and again, this is so minutia in the weeds, but just because Mr. David, Indiana schoolboy legend, Colson Montgomery, Indiana schoolboy legend, there's a connection. Colson Montgomery, since coming back from Arizona, he had another double yesterday.
Yeah, I saw that.
He has now I think it's a 23% whiff rate over the last three games since he's returned. That is the lowest whiff rate of any three-game portion of his career to date.
So I like seeing that. I did not realize that kind of trivia. Not trivia.
It is.
It's a significant stat.
They say progress. The word trivia comes from people meeting trivia. Wherever all these roads converge, you go out there and that guy's a jerk. Wait till you hear this story.
I did not know that. That's nugget. The, Let yes. me tidbit. How's
it's a,
that?
It's a trivia.
What's the origin of tidbit?
Can I give you a piece of trivia about the word trivia?
Please do.
But anyway, I'm just saying that that it is only because Colson Montgomery means so much to you.
He does. Southridge High School. I think he's the pride of Southern Indiana.
He's an Indiana boy.
Thank you, Pat. I think when you look at his future, he had to take that reset. He had to go to Arizona and try to figure out something about his swing. The best news about the White Sox is the future. When we took look at this team, today, over the weekend, you get a closer look if you're a Cub fan. Maybe you don't watch the Sox. But I do think that you feel very good about some of these prospects. You mentioned Colson Montgomery. I'll top you with a Braden Montgomery.
Well, Colson, out of the top 100 prospects, Braden now in at 38.
He's at prospect. High A, and he's not going to be there for long. I wouldn't be surprised if he gets a promotion in the next month or so, but based on how well he's hitting already. And I do wonder about how quickly he can get to the major leagues, because he is – tell me if you think this is an overstatement.
He's good. He's not just from Indiana.
He's not from Indiana, but he is very good, and I like him anyway. But he is to the White Sox what PCA is to the Cubs.
Oh, boy. I mean, holy cow.
No, but in terms of a prospect.
Yeah.
When you look at what PCA was a year or two ago.
Yeah, he's an outfielder.
Go back. He's an outfielder. Yeah. He's multi-talented. He's got a lot of different skill sets. He's got a lot of different tools. But I think when you talk about investing hope and the potential for him, he is to the White Sox organization what PCA was to the Cubs, and maybe he is right now. So if you can look at that, look at where he was drafted.
Oh,
look
I know.
They thought of him.
I know.
He may be the most important player in that deal.
Well, especially since they don't have a lot of good position players on the way.
That's what I mean.
He's one of a handful.
So you're investing a lot in him in terms of hope.
And I'm not arguing that. I wonder, I was thinking about this, and I don't know if we should bring this up now. We should get to it. You know, we do this every year where we look at both sides of town and who would you want off one team? Who would be the guy you'd take on another? I don't think there's a position player on the White Sox that I would put in the Cubs lineup.
I don't think that's an overstatement at all.
No.
I don't think you can find somebody. We talked about this on the Chicago lead on CHSN. By the way, thank you to CHSN for these nice little
water bottles
there. And the simulcast. We're on until 10 o'clock today on the Chicago Sports Network. But you're right. You can find the we should talk about the pitching staff. What would be your – we talked about that during the pick six. But I don't think that the positional players, there's really not anybody – because Luis Robert Jr. has done that.
I'd take PCA.
PCA over Luis Robert Jr.?
Well, that's not hard. I mean, PCA.
It would have been an absurd comment a year ago.
What about third base, though, in all seriousness right now?
Miguel Vargas?
I
don't know if you saw Matt Shaw homer twice last night, Dustin.
I did. I sent you a highlight of that.
And I read my email from you.
He's changed his
yes. So that's a good discussion. Let's
who's
do that next
better,
one. When I'm popping popcorn.
Who's the better ex-Dodger? Is it Michael Bush or is it Miguel Vargas?
Justin Turner. Thank you. Yes. Yeah. Thank you to the audience.
Come on, everyone. P-C-D-F-A.
All right, I got to get to the kitchen.
D-F-A. Oh, no. That was for Justin.
No. All right. Let's get to a break so I can get to the kitchen.
David has to get to the kitchen. Yep. He's going to pop some popcorn. We got a lot going on. We're broadcasting live from the Blue Cross Blue Shield Performance Stage. Blue Cross Blue Shield of Illinois through it all. And much thanks to Nuts on Clark for providing us with popcorn and we really appreciate it. Molly and Hong store.
Yep.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Everyone sing a song about popcorn.
Thank you.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score. We are broadcasting live from the Blue Cross Blue Shield Performance Stage, Blue Cross Blue Shield of Illinois through it all. And we want to thank the fine folks at Nuts on Clark for providing popcorn for us and our listeners this morning. And thank you to Mr. David. He is in the kitchen right now.
Right now.
And he is...
It's popping, Molly.
I believe you're on Zoom, buddy.
It's happening. Am I on Zoom?
You're on Zoom. I'm not sure if you're on TV or not. Is he on TV?
Well, here's what we're doing here. So I got the bacon grease in the pot. We have the popcorn in the pot, and it's actually starting to pop now. And I just realized...
I could hear it.
I forgot the salt.
You have no salt.
That's a problem. But here's the thing about bacon grease popcorn, which I brought my own bacon grease because I fried the bacon earlier in the week, is the bacon grease actually provides enough flavor that you don't always need the salt. You don't always need the salt, but you're going to get the salt. It maybe adds a little more flavor. I've melted the butter. Thank you to the microwave. I could have done it in the pot, but it's better in the microwave because it goes faster. And Mitch thinks of everything. So I now have a salt shaker. Mitch thinks of everything. He knew where to find the salt.
Look at that.
He provided us coffee this morning. We have salt for the popcorn. And, you know, I can smell the bacon grease coming out of the pot, so I think this is going to be a very good batch. Molly, I know you're going to try it later.
Yes.
Nuts on Clark has provided the rest of the popcorn. This is an unbelievable setup here. You can see in this room in the performance studio kitchen. What are we calling it? Is it the culinary kitchen,
Culinary kitchen.
On the ninth floor of the production building. This is a beautiful sight. And they have done a terrific job. Nuts on Clark has risen to the occasion. And Molly, I have a batch of popcorn I'm ready to put into this bowl. Goodness sakes, I don't think I'm going to have an extra kernel because if I did it right, I'm not going to burn it either. I'm using a different pot than I usually use. But you know what?
How often do you make popcorn, Mr. David?
Back in the day, unfortunately, I used to have it a couple times a week. And then you start to worry about a little bit too much butter, you know.
How much bacon do you make then? I mean, I'm just saying.
Here's the thing, Molly. I talked about how good the bacon grease popcorn is because it is delicious. It's what I grew up on. My mom would know how to make it perfectly. She does make a better batch of popcorn than I do. But I don't always use bacon grease. You can't always use bacon grease because I don't eat that much bacon. So you can use a little olive oil, which is probably recommended. You could use a little bit of, you know, whatever kind of oil you get. But that's probably okay. It's probably not the healthiest when you do that with all the butter. But you know what? It's okay to have it maybe once a week. It used to be a treat on a Friday night.
I am really impressed.
I'm done. I don't have a kernel.
I'm just saying.
I'm done. I would, fast.
Is that it? Is it? You're
well,
done.
You want me to make another batch?
Look at that pot. I mean, there is not an extra kernel left. That's amazing. Insane.
Where are you?
That's
where
amazing.
Are you seeing this? Oh, there it is.
There it
yes.
is. Oh yeah, there it's
on the TV right there.
I have a bunch of.
Oh yeah, you're on the TV.
Yeah, I'm gonna put it in little bowls, and then I'll put a little butter on it, a little salt, because Mitch provided the salt. I'll bring it in. We'll have a bowl of popcorn.
All we need now is a Yingling flight, and it'll be perfect.
What'd you say?
All we need is a Yingling flight,
oh,
and it'd
yeah,
be perfect.
We need a Yingling. Yeah, that's fine. Mm-hmm. We got everything here. Nuts on Clark thought of everything, Dustin. Don't complain about what
I'm
we,
not
what
complaining.
We don't have.
I'm not complaining. I'm not complaining. Believe it or not, I'm not complaining. I can't wait to start
butter.
Eating.
Hold on, let me get the butter. Brian Porth's going to follow me over here. So
oh, look at this.
I melted the butter, and now here's the thing. The drizzle is important. How you can't really dump it all in one spot, Molly. It takes a little bit of a... See, I'm working with a bowl. Usually we work with a cup. But you, oh, ooh, see, okay. Well,
oh, look at this.
Just a little bit there, a little bit there.
Oh, that sounds
great.
Got
to work it around. And then you're going to salt it, and then you're going to mix it, and then you're going to have a delicious popcorn treat. I don't know if it'll be as good as the Nuts on Clark popcorn because it is exceptional, but this is just the homemade stuff. All right, there you go. And see, got the salt. Thank you, Mitch. Boom. How much salt do you like, Molly?
Give me some salt, buddy. Okay, I am. See,
my mom.
I'd
my
like
mom,
to be
God
assaulted.
Her, 85 years old. She can put as much salt as she wants to on stuff. But when she was like, when I was growing up, I couldn't believe how much salt my mom would put on popcorn. But you learn to like it that way. So got a lot of salt in the popcorn. All right, I'm ready to distribute in the bowls, and I'll bring it back in during the break.
All right, that is Mr. David getting it done on television. Pretty impressive. I did not expect to be on a cooking show, so thanks to everyone for that. All right, we'll be right back. We're going to bring in Ron Coomer. We'll give the Coom Dog a little popcorn, too. Mully and Haw on the score.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.